High blood sugar and bloodstream infections. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schuser. Investigators at Columbia University have found that glucose levels increase simultaneously with the development of bloodstream infections in healthcare settings. They also have shown that these infections are not associated with long-term glucose measures. The investigators recently conducted a study to see if glucose control is causally associated with bloodstream infections. The idea was that optimal glucose management could lead to reductions in bloodstream infections. The researchers conducted a study where they looked at short-term and long-term glucose control and bloodstream infections in 19,000 diabetic patients. The study also included 61,000 non-diabetic patients. The investigators found that the associations between glucose levels and infections may be due to hyperglycemia as an effect and not a cause of bloodstream infections. The investigators say it remains ambiguous whether short-term glucose control in inpatient settings could have a significant impact on healthcare-associated bloodstream infections. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schuser for Renal and Urology News.